Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Diane Durrist is here. I've been introducing you to her for 11 years now. She is the CEO of Durrist Communications, author of Knockout Presentations, How to Deliver Your Message with Power, Punch, and Pizzazz. And she's been delivering her wisdom to us now for all these years, and we're so fortunate to have her as part of our world. Diane Durrist, welcome back.
It's so good to be here, and I can't believe it's 11 years.
I know. Time flies when you're having fun. She's also a licensed speech pathologist, folks, so be on your best behavior here. Diane, when you and I last talked, we knew about the coronavirus challenge. It was sort of emerging at the time. Mm-hmm. But nobody at that time had any idea of how the way we do business was going to change. What do you think?
Oh, it's so different. I'll just tell you a few things in terms of my business. I am in the process of giving up my office in the financial district of Manhattan. Why? I don't need it. I don't see people face to face in person anymore, and they don't want to come. My business is virtual. Now, I had started doing virtual coaching before COVID, so that was an easy transition. But here's what's interesting. In the speaking industry, we're trying to figure it all out. And now there are virtual keynotes. So my speaker friends and I were starting to invest in more technology, more equipment so that you can set up a green screen and speak from home. But I think your audience is more interested in the workplace. So let's focus on that. Yeah, it's interesting because the workplace, people will say people are more productive, but there's a different way of communicating on screen. And so you know that I work in the area of executive presence. So at some point, a leader either doesn't look, act, or sound the part of a leader and can't get to the next level. Well, now you can be pretty good presenting face-to-face, but now that screen presence is a different animal. So I wanted to talk about that and how that's getting in the way, what people can do exude that presence.
When you attend a Zoom meeting or presentation or whatever it is, and let's say there's seven people in attendance, there's every kind of image, presentation, posture, background, attire, behavior, gestures, mannerisms, everything you can think of. And whereas when you're in a room, you're looking at the person speaking, if the person on the other side of the table has some kind of a tick or they're doing something, whatever, you might not see it. But now in these Zoom things, if everybody's on the screen, whatever everybody's doing is catching your eyes. And as you say, there are things that we need to know, folks, if we want to raise our professional level, which Diane has been helping us do all these years, we've got to start doing that virtually now, don't we?
Absolutely. And there's so many different aspects to that. And you hit on one of them, Jim, which is you're really always being viewed, especially if people decide to put you on gallery view so they can see everybody simultaneously. Mm-hmm. So a couple of things. One of the benefits of working virtually now is the wardrobe. You just need to dress from the waist up. But here's the challenge. If you have pajama bottoms or a shorts underneath, and then you get up in the middle of the meeting to get a pen or something, now you've exposed yourself. So one of the things you have to remember is to put yourself on, to take yourself off video when you're going to leave.
Just put some pants on, Diane. Come on, just put some pants on, for goodness sake.
Well, that's
that way I don't have to worry about it, you know?
that's true, but people are not doing that so much. So be careful of your image. Realize that you're being watched no matter what. Even though somebody else is speaking, don't assume that everybody's watching that speaker. They may be distracted by something you're doing. Mm-hmm. So here's one of the things that's key. You need to have a clean background. I was asked to interview a doctor for a health summit, And we had a conversation on phone, and then we met. We had only 1 hour for the interview. What I didn't expect was the mess that was his office. Mm-hmm. He had a rotating fan, so I was able to fix that because I could help him adjust his laptop screen. But I couldn't do anything about the messy piles in his office. And it didn't look good for him. The interview mm-hmm. went well. But so here's one thing I would say.
I make sure the camera doesn't catch my messes. I make sure my camera is strategically so that my messes are on the other side of it. I make sure of that.
Right. But if your whole office is a mess, that becomes hard. So here's what I'd recommend to everybody. Get a screen. I have a screen that I got from Amazon. It's rice paper. It's 4 panels.
A real screen. Not a green screen. A real screen.
A real screen. Here's why. Like a room divider. In a pinch, you can be ready for a meeting that's been called on the fly. You put up that screen, all the mess is gone. So that's one thing. The second thing you can do is get a green screen. And again, you can order them on Amazon, and you can project a more professional background.
The problem with some of those green screens are they look wonky around your head sometimes.
Yes. Well, the ones that look the wonkiest are the ones that come with Zoom. But if you get a real green screen behind you mm-hmm. and you project a picture, they're a lot better. So it depends on the quality. But your background is key. Don't let that be a distraction.
Yep, I agree. And of course, what happens is we're all saying, "Oh, that's what their house looks like." Wow, I didn't know they were into blue or whatever.
Yeah.
Some lady saying, "Can you believe those drapes? I can't believe that."
Yeah, so there's two things. You may want to have your natural living room or office or whatever at home because it tells people something about you. It's more personal. But unless it's neat and it projects the kind of image you want, you may want to just get a screen to hide that in the background.
Isn't it time to lose the ball cap and the pet in your lap and the children running in and out? Isn't it time to lose that
now? Oh, definitely, definitely. You have to treat this the way – this is office time. You cannot have kids in the background. You can't have dogs barking.
Or in your
lap. Find a designated place.
And I don't care your team is. I don't want to see it on your head.
No, absolutely. You want to imagine that you're at work, which you are. It's just
exactly
a different
right.
location.
That's something I learned a long time ago, before you were born. I learned about how to get up in the morning, even if you're not going to go anywhere. Get up in the morning if you're working from home and act like you went to an office. I learned that a long time ago, and it's
definitely
served me well. I need your website, Diane.
Diresta.com. D as in David. IRESTA.com.
All right. So check it out, folks. Check her books out. And she and I will be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.